We'll go back in session now. We have next on the agenda the University of Missouri Extension update.
And I have copies. Well, we've had a busy month and have a busy month coming up. And really, I'm going to mainly concentrate on what's coming up since you've got what we've done in front of you. So I want to mention that 4-H Achievement Day is Saturday, May 30th at the Community Presbyterian Church in Forsyth. And the 4-H Youth Livestock Show is Saturday, June 13th at Shadow Rock Park in Forsyth. Also, thanks to our new 4-H specialist, we now have a Taney County 4-H Facebook page, 4-H Twitter account, and she also is doing a 4-H newsletter monthly. And then our business development specialist, Crystal Irons, actually last month she had 31 counseling sessions with new clients and existing clients. Still coming up this month, which is Small Business Month, she has three sessions, Listening to Your Business tomorrow, May 12th, Coaching Employees for Improved Performance on May 21st, and Succession Planning for Your Business on May 28th. And then separate from Small Business Month, Writing a Winning Business Plan, May 20th. And then on my report for Family Financial Education, the main thing that I really want to talk about today are the VITA results, which are on the next page in your packet. I still don't have some of the results, but I've got most of them. So in 2015, our volunteers assisted over 1,120 low and moderate income families with free tax preparation. The volunteers prepared 2,235 federal and state tax returns. Families received $848,000, a little over that, in federal income tax refunds, including a little over $347,000 in the earned income credit. Taxpayers saved $178,000 in tax preparation fees and contributed over 1,071 volunteer hours to the program. This year we included in our education in the VITA program basically an explanation of people's tax returns, which we do every year, but talking about helping them understand the credits they received, why and why not, you know, why or why they didn't get a credit, how to adjust their withholding if they need to. And then also this year we concentrated on the shared responsibility payment, the penalty for people that did not have health insurance. So we talked to people about that if they had to pay a penalty. We gave them information on the period that opened up for enrollment for people that had to pay a penalty from March 15th to April 30th and let them know who they could contact for help. We also want to say thank you to the commissioners for helping to fund the program. In addition, we had funding from White River Electric Co-op, the Operation Roundup program, MU Extension, the Healthy Families Task Force of Stone and Taney Counties, and the Children's Trust Fund of Missouri. They all helped in funding the program. And then for our family nutrition education program, our nutrition assistant, she has lessons starting with Tantone, Combs, Dorgan, and Weaver Apartments, and then also beginning lessons with parents as teachers, continuing lessons in Forsyth Elementary third grade, and continuing lessons with the Forsyth Senior Center. She is also starting a project with Gardens and the Branson Primary, and also at CAM and Tantone. And so she'll be doing programming and education in conjunction with growing things, vegetables. And then our human development specialist, Jim Worth. And this really this I'm going to talk about is from last month. They had a very successful first-time event held for Latinos in Taney County. It was a health and community resource fair at the Branson High School. They had health screenings, dental and vision, legal, financial, real estate information. Over 40 vendors were there. Our 4-H specialist was there with a table. And it resulted from the collaboration of University of Missouri Extension, Branson City Government and Council, the Taney County Health Department, Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church, Alianzas, Open Horizons, and the Branson City Police Department. And I believe they're planning to make that an annual event. So, questions?
Looks like you've been busy.
We have.
It's exciting that you have that much going on in the county. It feels like that the investment that Taney County has in the University Extension is paying off big time for the youth in the 4-H category. So appreciate what you do.
Thank you. We appreciate you all very much. Appreciate the support.
Yeah, I thank you for everything you all do over there. It's very important to have these programs.
Thanks.
Thank you.
City of Hollister Collection Systems. And the wastewater treatment facility improvement fundings.
Morning.
Morning.
John Suti with Taney County Environmental Services, and beside me here is Mr. Terry Bashirs. Terry is the Public Works Director of the City of Hollister. They have two funding agreement requests that they've submitted that I have processed and presented to the County Commission on behalf of the City of Hollister, in which they are requesting approval of. I would be glad to get this staff report in the record of the first request when you're ready.
Go ahead.
The City of Hollister is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the above-referenced project, which is the Hollister Collection System Infiltration and Inflow Remediation Project, Phase 1. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $120,000. This amount will cover the cost incurred by the city for the cleaning and closed-circuit TV camera inspection of approximately 27,000 linear feet of varying sizes of sewer line. The purchase and installation of an influent flow meter is included in the project as well. This project will allow the city to identify areas within its wastewater collection systems that are prone to the effects of inflow and infiltration problems due to cracked or damaged collection lines and properly installed service connections and manhole issues. The information gained from this work will aid the city in the development of an inflow and infiltration remediation program that will focus on the repair and or replacement of the affected line sections. Included with this approval request is a comprehensive project cost breakdown prepared by Mr. Terry Bashirs, City Public Works Supervisor. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on April 16, 2015. Three copies of this agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this funding agreement since it's been determined that the project is feasible and meets the criteria necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines.
These I&I projects are, the Department of Natural Resources over the last few years has started putting more pressure on publicly owned treatment works and like the sewer district and city municipal wastewater systems to develop an INI remediation program or INI prevention plan. And Hollister is starting down that road with this process to get a plan established. First, they have to identify where the major parts of their problems lie at, and the closed-circuit TV camering will provide for that. Similar to what the sewer district's doing now, Brad, I think, has several projects going on that are somewhat in the same type of work. I would recommend to any incorporated area that has a wherewithal to do this type of work that they ought to, because when we done this with the sewer district back a few years ago, we were shocked at what we've seen, some of the systems that we had adopted around the county and some of the problems there. But this type of work, once those problem areas are defined and are located, when they're repaired, you know, that will take the water out of the sewer system that don't need to be in there, which saves the entity that in this case would be the city of Hollister money in treating water that don't need to be in the system. Plus, removing that water adds more capacity for the growth and the other situations that need that capacity to be treated.
Just a question that I have is, and it doesn't relate to what you're talking about here, but what you mentioned were the adoption of sewer lines that are outside the realm of the system right now. I think that the INI TV type, I think the sewer district itself is it's going to purchase a camera themselves. Mm-hmm. I think that some of those systems probably need to be evaluated before they're adopted. That's where I'm going with this, and I think it would save the county a tremendous amount of money on some of the systems that should be corrected before we have to take the problem on.
Exactly. I don't
hardly
agree with that.
And so, as we see the cities using the funding that is set aside for the eighth of a cent that goes to the incorporated areas, those monies should be, I don't know how to phrase it hardly, they should be more investigation into what we're receiving. That's where I'm going with this. And if we purchase a camera ourselves and can do the work without having to contract it out, in contracting there's a huge markup for what they may run into, or just like any other bid job. And I'd like to see the purchase of this equipment, get it on, actually it sets on a trailer or a truck, either one, and it needs to be brought on board and save the county hundreds of thousands of dollars with every entity that we service as a sewer district. So you're asking for approval on this one this morning. You want to give us a request because they're both from Hollister. You want to do the other one also, or you got them itemized?
We've got two separate contracts there.
Yeah. One question I had is how do you – and I guess this would give, how do you estimate what the cost of this is going to be? If you have, you got a footage that you're doing, or how do you estimate that it's going to be? Was it 120,000? Is that what it was?
27,000 linear feet in the information I received from the city.
And we'd be working on the same contract as the county actually had, because it's like I think it's $1.75 a foot through the sewer district, so they're willing to let us have it the same cost per foot. And we have sewer maps, and I've just located the areas that are in the low-lying areas where the creeks were, where I think the possibilities of infiltration would be, the worst parts of the line that would be taking on infiltration.
Right. Some of these things happen not long after the contractor's up that we end up with a problem. We see more water flow than what we think. I think that in the future contracts that we have with the contractors that are doing these large sewer projects for tremendously large amounts of money should have some responsibility down the line for more than almost all projects are for a year or something like that they have.
Generally, you have a maintenance bond for a year, but it just seemed like a year and a day is when you start having some issues.
True, and to go back to what I said first, I think if the sewer district itself will purchase this camera, and if the entities that are wanting it done, mm-hmm. just like you are, if you're wanting that done, that money will be saved to have the sewer district to do it.
So they look at hiring additional crews to man this camera?
But they talk like they have staff that will
do significant work. You know, like it's somewhat what Terry's proposing here would be.
Well, I think that we see around now this ACE, who has the contract.
Yes, ACE. That's who Terry is working with. ACE was in the area, you know, in the sewer district. Yeah. They're doing a pretty major portion of their lines, and that's where the city of Hollister saw benefit there since they're already mobilized in our area.
And they charge per foot. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying, Terry, is the amount of money that's allocated on this sewer district that they'll do the same for the city.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's where I think the tremendous savings would be if whenever we get the camera ourselves, and even if it has to be on a truck because of locations. When they pull a trailer around, sometimes there's locations where sewer lines are at where it's hard to get a trailer in, where if it's mounted on a truck and they've got everything, they can pull off into these areas and where the manholes are at. And so
they actually have a little quad runner in their camera, and they take it out, and your lines are sometimes out in hard to reach areas.
Yes,
of course,
they are.
You know, and they have a little quad runner, and they take it out, and they do the cleaning and everything else right along with it as a camera.
Is infiltration, is it caused by the roots, a lot of growing in around the edges, or is it just broken lines, or is it where?
It could be broken lines, it could be residential connections into sewer lines, there's a number of different things it could be.
So then you can scope that out where it's at?
Yes, we can determine the large problems, and then we'll address those as they find the larger problems in the system. But it is.
You've already done some of the scope, haven't you?
Yes.
Didn't they find a major problem right there in front of Walgreens?
They did. It was a 20-inch hole, about 8 inches wide.
They've already got that fixed, though, don't they?
Yes, it's fixed.
I was thinking. Mm-hmm.
So that wastewater, or actually drainage water, that was coming in off the streets there, was going into the sewer district.
Absolutely.
And then they were treating the water.
Treating the water.
So anyway, this is set up on a contract. I'm just looking for future ways to save dollars. And if I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and let them use the contractor that the sewer district has already.
So you're moving to approve the funding agreement?
Yes.
For the collection system I&I remediation project?
Yes, I am.
Second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thanks for quoting the motion for me. I was looking here trying to adjust my glasses.
Can I make one statement in reference to the camera that the district would buy? Make sure that it's capable of doing work, because you can't stop flows off sometimes, so make sure it has that capability to work with a flow.
With flow?
Yeah.
That's something Danny with the sewer department would have, or the sewer district would have to listen to.
Because it is, it's quite a job. It does require quite the manpower to run it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next, we have the wastewater treatment facility funding request.
Yeah. The City of Hollister is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the above referenced project, which is the Hollister Wastewater Treatment Facility Improvements Project. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $33,884, This amount will cover the cost incurred by the city to replace two vertical turbine pumps, which supply non-potable water for plant maintenance. Included with this approval request is project cost information submitted by Mr. Terry Beshear, City Public Works Supervisor. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on April 16, 2015. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this funding agreement since it has been determined that the project is feasible and meets the criteria necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines. These pumps have been in place since the treatment plant was built back in 1994. These pumps supply, what they do is they pump effluent water through a non-potable system, and that's what they use for plant maintenance to wash down various activities within the treatment plant, rather than using public water, which costs money. These pumps have been serviced, they've been maintained, they've been rebuilt where there is not much left. So they do have a cost from a supplier to supply replacements for these units, which will definitely probably improve their output efficiency, no doubt, being a new unit and things like that. But most of the bigger treatment plants, City of Branson, City of Forsyth, they use a non-potable water source just for those activities.
I read through that. You have wrote on there that there's not only the pumps, it's replacement of parts, right?
It's the pumps replacement. That's the company coming in, supplying the pumps, doing the installation and everything.
Okay, but what you wrote on there are things that are wrong with the pumps, actually.
Yes.
And that was pretty detailed. I appreciate that, because that's what I need to know before we make approval on that. As a county commission, sometimes we're not knowledgeable enough in the field to know what's wrong, and you give a detailed itemized list of what parts needed to be done. I appreciate that, because when we're reading through these things and there's a request for funding, and sometimes they're pretty vague, it makes me ask the question, well, do they really need this, or they really need that, or is it just because the money's there? It's kind of like your kids, if you got a little extra money, they seem to know how much it is, and they want to get that exact amount.
Or other commissioners, I'm always asking Danny.
I would say that other entities, and they're asking me how to put these agreements together, I refer them, or I'll send them a copy of what Terry does, because Terry does submit a very detailed request, and it's well written, and it's easy for me to work with.
I just wanted to bring that to your attention. I appreciate that. And you want to go ahead with it?
Move to approve funding agreement by and between City Hollister and Taney County for the wastewater treatment facility improvements funding request.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Motion to recess till we go upstairs, I guess.
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
We don't
do that. All right. We'll recess.